the biggest chunk of money anybody's ever spent on homelessness in Sonoma County, so I think it can do a lot.
That's Gregory Farron, a member of the community organization Homeless Action, and also one of the organizers of this conference. He hopes that this conversation will ensure that the grant money from HEAP is spent in a way that's most effective for the community.
I think it ought to be spent on low-cost housing for the most homeless, the most vulnerable homeless. And I'm worried that most of the housing money that's coming into the county or being raised by the county will be spent for folks who are a little richer than most of the people that I deal with. It depends on how you define homeless. And I just would like to see this money, HEAP money, spent on the lowest income residents.
The city of Santa Rosa declared a homeless state of emergency back in 2016. Now housing projects built on city property have looser building code restrictions. Santa Rosa City Council member Julie Combs says that this opens up more options for the type of housing the county can build using these HEAP funds.
So between HEAP funds coming down finally and the modifications to building code, we may be able to start looking at something tiny shelter-like, small community cottages, a variety of options, especially to provide temporary safe havens for folks. We really can't have people in tents on the street.
Miguel Elliott of Living Earth Structures is one of the presenters at the conference. Instead of tents, he thinks that tiny homes built with natural materials like mud and straw can house the homeless with little or no cost. He shows me a sample home that he built and towed in on a trailer from his property in Sebastopol.
We're standing outside the gingerbread hut, a little mobile earthen structure I built a couple years ago using wooden shipping pallets, right? So it's using pallets insulated with straw covered in an earthen plaster. And then you walk inside the hut, and then right there to greet you is a ladder leading up to the loft where there's a queen size bed and a couple beautiful stained glasses. If you look above, you can see a beautiful stained glass up there. It's a couple of openable windows downstairs. It's all wood siding, but you can also do earthen siding too on the walls.
Building tiny homes like Elliott's for shelter was one of the many ideas discussed at the conference. Other ideas included designating safe parking lots where people can legally sleep in their vehicles. This would allow temporary relief while more affordable housing units are being built. But one attendee, who is homeless and asked to be identified only as traveler, says that he is frustrated by the fact that more people who are currently homeless weren't able to attend the conference to share their ideas.
If they were to come, they couldn't bring their stuff, and then if they can't bring their stuff, they will have their stuff removed and taken away.
I asked if he thought the grant money would make a difference.
I don't think things are going to be fixed because I think the money goes into a corrupt situation that doesn't really address the true homeless situation. Where is the housing for the homeless? And why do you have a war on the poor?
Of course, that's the opposite of what the attendees at this conference want for our community. Sonoma County must decide how the $12 million in funding will be spent by December 31st. All of the funds must be used by June of 2021. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.